all about the environment. That's the argument that we have heard from those proponents of a bag fee, bag tax, whatever you want to call it, taking money away from us. I had Councilman Bill Henry, Baltimore City Councilman Bill Henry, on my show 2 years ago, maybe it was 3 years ago, Professor, talking about a 5-cent increase in the bag tax, and that went down in flames. Well, last night in Baltimore City, a 10-cent bag fee, and of the 10 cents, this is how they tried to improve upon this, everyone. Of the 10 cents, they were going to give 3 cents to the merchant, to the business owner. It's like, is that some type of kickback little provision to get support from the businesses? Well, that apparently didn't sway 9 members of the Baltimore City Council, because in a 9-6 vote, they voted that down. But even though it's been voted down, as I mentioned to you, it keeps coming back. I want to talk about it anyway because of the theory, the philosophy around trying to impose this fee and what it really means if they are successful in doing it. Joining us now is Mark Daniels. He is with the American Progressive Bag Alliance. How you doing, Mark?
I'm well, Clarence. Thank you for inviting me on to your show.
I want to talk about this because even though that vote last night occurred 9-6, I still think the issue needs to be an educational process for people. Why is the bag fee, bag tax not a good idea?
Well, if I may, I first want to thank the members of the City Council that stood against this measure. You know, this bill was not at all about any environmental initiative. This was certainly about imposing a regressive tax on grocery bags that would have hurt Baltimore's lower-income residents and shoppers the most. You know, people should not have to choose between paying for bags that were complimentary and buying food for their families, especially when...
Or walking around the streets with items in their hands looking like they just robbed somebody.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, if the city's interested in a responsible, effective approach to reduce waste and litter, it really should improve education on recycling, improve education on, you know, don't litter. And our industry would be happy to work with the City Council on you know, real recycling solutions.
Well, had this legislation passed, the mayor has signaled she would have signed it. So it's not as if it would have met a veto pen had it been successful, but I still think it's important to explain to people and the regressive economics of it as well. But why is this a bad idea? I mean, the bottom line is what we're looking at, these bag fees will, in essence, and given 3 cents to the retailer or the merchant, isn't a bribe, I don't know what is. It just is a bad business idea.
You know, it truly is. Plastic retail carryout bags have the lowest environmental footprint. 9 out of every 10 resident of Baltimore reuses their bags. It could be for lining a trash can. It could be for a lunch bag. It could be following after your dog or putting kitty litter in. So plastic bags, you know, they've got a recycling rate of about 15% with, you know, bags and wraps and other things that you can take back to the grocery store for recycling. Our company uses all that material and makes new plastic bags out of it. But I think the key thing is the significantly high reuse rate of this product, and that's why, you know, we were talking about this as not any kind of an environmental initiative. How can it be when 99.5% of other items are littered more frequently than plastic retail
bags? I reuse them. I mean, if I go by my example, when I bring plastic bags home from the store, I use them as inner linings in my trash cans within my home, as you said, for little trash items I want to throw away, so that they get reused all the time.
They really do, and when you're reusing those grocery bags, you don't have to buy, you know, Hefty or Glad or other trash bags that, you know, cost money. So, you know, like I said, this was a regressive tax, you know, that would really have hurt the residents in Baltimore. You know, bags take a fraction of a percent of the litter stream. You know, it drives consumers to less sustainable options. Those reusable bags, Clarence?
Yes.
You get for about a dollar. All of those are made in China. They're made from nonwoven polypropylene, an oil-based plastic, and they are not recyclable, and they have to be washed all the time or carry around disease. So, you know, it doesn't make sense for what the City Council members that are pushing this bill, you know, we're delighted that it went, you know, down 9-6.
Councilman Brandon Scott last night pointed to Washington, D.C., which is doing this. Montgomery County does this as well. But that's why I want to talk about it today, because even though it was defeated last night, in our area there just seems to be this penchant for wanting to do this. What are some of the ways that you are trying to work with others to keep the guard up on something like this?
Well, you know, once legislators actually understand the fact that the plastic retail bags are an American-based industry. There's 30,000, over 30,000 people that are involved in the manufacturing and recycling of plastic bags in the United States, including a manufacturing facility in Elk Ridge, Maryland. And when we talk about the extraordinarily high reuse rates, the very low litter rates, the constant increasing in recycling rates, in 2011, which is the last time the EPA did a recycling study, over a billion pounds of used bags and wraps were recycled. You know, and the Progressive Bag Alliance, you know, we're out there. Our company put 30,000 recycling containers in with our grocery partners. So not only the plastic retail bags can come back, but the bread bags, the cereal bags, the newspaper bags, dry cleaning bags. You know, when you buy a case of water, it's wrapped in plastic. That's all polyethylene, and we can reprocess that. Our company is going to do 40 million pounds in 2014 of that material. It goes right back into the manufacturing.
And so, see, to me, what you're just saying right now, we're talking about Mark Daniels of the American Progressive Bag Alliance. I would like to see that incentivized. If we're really talking about trying to do something to either improve, if that's what the motivations are, improving the environment and that type of thing, how about incentivizing that as opposed to penalizing people, as you said, with a regressive tax?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that's a little bit behind the scenes, because the grocery stores that are recycling at the front end, this is a very valuable resource. So, you know, every time that Hilux picks up, that's the company I work for, that we pick up a truckload of recyclable materials, these polyethylene bags and films, you know, we're paying anywhere from $250 to $300 a ton for that material. So it's an income generator for the grocery store, and then that is their opportunity to keep their cost of groceries, you know, as low as possible and compete in the marketplace.
Well, I have to say, Mark Daniels, is I think it was an important vote last night. I think the city council did listen to their constituents. The Baltimore Sun has several people who showed up there that were protesting the fee increase. And I just want you to know, when it comes up again, I'm battling it from behind this microphone, okay?
Clarence, I appreciate that very much. And we're going to continue to educate, you know, not only the city council members in Baltimore that wanted to push this through, but, you know, we'll also talk to the folks in Annapolis. And, you know, you were talking about Washington, D.C. You know, they've taxed the residents out of $5 million. It's $5 million
wow.
worth of bag taxes that could have gone to purchasing food. And a similar statistic is going on in Montgomery County. It's $2 million every year that they're taking out of their constituents' pockets, giving some of that back to the retailers, and just, you know, not being able to have those residents pay for food rather than bags.
And my producer has reminded me, in Montgomery County, they also include Subway lunch bags, little plastic bags, and they charge you a fee for that.
That's right. Anywhere they can lift money out of your wallet, they're going to try and do that.
Mark Daniels, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate
it. My pleasure, Clarence.